My name is Maddie Logan, and today I'm speaking with Felix, my grandfather, about his experience in the Vietnam War. Initially, what made you want to get into the military and serve in war?
Well, that's a very easy question. At the time I enlisted, I was about 20 years old. I was a sophomore in college, and at the time I felt very, very patriotic, and I wanted to do my part. My country was at war, and I felt an obligation to join. The second most important reason was that most of my relatives, my uncles, had also served in the military. One had been died while he was in service, and another one was actually a war hero. And the third and last reason was that I had this sense of excitement and the thrill of going off to a foreign country and being at war. Of all of the reasons, that one was by far the most foolish.
Nice. So you said at that time you were pretty excited to join and weren't really nervous about your decision. How do you think your family and parents felt about you joining the Army?
Well, Maddie, at the time that I left, it was a very apprehensive time. Everybody in the family, including Grammy, were very nervous about my going over. The only one that really wasn't nervous was me, which was ridiculous because I should have been. But most importantly, was when I came back. It was just so wonderful. What a great family celebration we all had when I got off that airplane and I was hugged and welcomed by everyone back in the family again.
So when you decided to join, what was your role and were you able to choose your position?
Well, first of all, I didn't pick it. It's what the government told me to do. I didn't have a choice. But I served in the intelligence branch. And in that job, I was responsible for tracking where the enemy was located and identifying what activities they were up to. This helped us route our convoys so that we could send supplies to our military units in the field that needed them. And that was basically my job.
Nice. Now, with having this new job, I'm sure there were ups and downs that came with it. So, throughout that experience, who or what were your greatest influences?
The two men who were the greatest influence on me when I was over there was a sergeant major named Amos Sensenig and my captain, whose name was Melvin Luthy. Both of these gentlemen taught me responsibility and maturity and leadership, and I'll never forget them, and I'll always be grateful that I had these men as my leaders. But there was one more fellow that influenced me greatly. He was an old Vietnamese fellow who lived nearby where I was stationed, and I befriended him, or rather he befriended me. His name was Nguyen Van Phuc, and this kind old gentleman taught me humility and acceptance and tolerance, and I will never forget him either.
Wow, that's awesome. So being there in Vietnam, what was that like, and how was your travel experience with the military?
Well, Maddie, we flew out of San Francisco to Hawaii and landed in Saigon, Vietnam, where I was stationed in that beautiful city for several weeks before I was transferred up to a place called Cam Ranh Bay, which is where I worked for the rest of my tour in Vietnam. As far as the travel experience is concerned, I think that what I learned from the Vietnamese people who were living in a war-ravaged country under constant threat of death was the grace and acceptance that they showed me while I was over there. So the best part of my travel experience was meeting the native Vietnamese and coming to learn that despite the fact that we don't always look and speak the same language, that basically we're all the same human beings. That's the biggest lesson of my experience in Vietnam.
Wow, that's cool. So it sounds like you enjoyed your time there. Going off of that, what would you say you enjoyed most and least about being in the Army?
Well, the thing I enjoyed the most was probably all the really great great people that I get to meet in the 3 years that I served. The soldiers and the civilians that I worked with, the people I got to know when I was in Vietnam, and also experiencing that culture while I was over there. That was something special that you don't get a chance to do in civilian life. The thing that I enjoyed least was being in the Army, which is a huge bureaucracy with incredible rules and regulations and restrictions. I had enough to last a lifetime of that. But the thing that I really enjoyed the least was being apart from my family. The year that I was in Vietnam, it was extremely difficult for your grandmother and me and the rest of my family.
Yeah, I'm sure that had to have been hard. Once you got back, how would you say your life was different after living in Vietnam?
Well, I went to Vietnam right out of college, so I was young and pretty irresponsible, and by the time I came back from Vietnam, I had all of that wartime experience, and also I was greeted by my new bride, Grammy Monique, and our firstborn son, Paul. So life was very, very different when I came back from Vietnam because I had a family and a lot of important responsibilities.
So what new lessons were you able to learn through this experience?
First of all, Mads, I was 20 years old when I signed up, and I was 22 when I went to Vietnam. And I think the most important thing that I learned in that 1 year of being over there was maturity. More than anything else, it was a very serious experience, and a lot of my youth was left behind while I was overseas.